Case file, Jack Hansen. 32 audio recordings recovered over the course of 1 month. Subject began documenting unexplained memory lapses.
March 8th. Okay, I woke up in the car this morning. Engine's still running. I don't remember driving.
Subject reports recurring blackouts lasting several hours.
I keep finding things I don't remember doing. Doors unlocked, mud on the floor, the shower already running.
Recordings were submitted anonymously. Forwarded for independent review.
My name is Agent Tate. When I first heard these tapes, I thought they were a confession. Now, I'm not so sure.
Look, if something happens, please, find me, stop me, before it's too late.
From the creators of Smacky's Smile Shack, part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network.
Find the Hansen tapes wherever you listen to podcasts. Every tape tells the truth, just not the one you expect.
This show is part of the Ghost Wolf Creative Network. Explore our running stories and those still under construction at ghostwolfcreative.com.
Hey, Trey Falco here, creator of Smacky Smile Shack. Just give me 30 seconds and it's on to the show, I promise. This is a small production, literally just me in a closet with a microphone and some sound effects. I'd be eternally grateful if you give this show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and take a second to share it with your friends, close relatives, your dog, hell, put it on a t-shirt and shout it from a fast food countertop for all I care. Every bit of support goes a long way in getting this show in front of others. Now, enjoy your shift, superstar! pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes. Morning, or night, hard to tell anymore. The clocks don't move, they just hum. Still, can't miss a shift, right? Welcome to Smacky Smile Shack, home of the... Doesn't matter. Still working the register, because what else am I supposed to do to pass the time? There you go, sir. Fries are fresh. Smiles on the house. Fuck. You know, funny thing is, I still wipe the counters. Still stock the napkins like somebody's gonna walk in and grade me on it. Oh, talked to Tape Me yesterday. Or maybe... was it last week? I don't know. He didn't answer. Probably on break. I started naming the ketchup packets. Little family. Ketchup, catch down, and, Steve. Yeah, they stopped talking with each other after Ketchup slept with Catch Down's wife. Yeah, Steve was heartbroken. Anyways, enough monologuing to the ceiling tiles. That was my 15, so, guess I better get back to work. All right, team. Let's make today count. One more perfect shift in paradise. Right on cue. You know, you'd think dying would be the worst part. Turns out it's living afterward that really drags. Keep the lights on, keep smiling. That's the job. That's the brand. Guess I'm employee of eternity. Maybe today's the day it ends. So anyway, I tell him, "You can't erase me like a grease smudge on a sneeze guard." Oh, man. Oh, good times. Oh. Corner Booth, you just get me. You'd never leave me. Here. Alone. Well, you know, except for that one time that Smacky's literally started falling apart and everything here disintegrated from reality. Those were the good old days. Me on the walkie-talkie. J2. Register! How we doing today? Register Demon. You in there, buddy? It's me, your dear old friend you mangled and dismembered. Mommy Demon, can Johnny come out to play, yay? Huh. Guess nobody's home. That's alright. I'll check in again later. Drive through, old buddy. Old pal! Any new orders come through recently? Phantom cars, faint echoes of humanoid patrons? Oh, that's okay. No need to be ashamed. Performance anxiety is a real thing. Let me know when you get it up, and until then, we'll put a pin in this conversation. Oh, deep fryer. My arch nemesis. The antithesis to my positive attitude and upbeat demeanor. He who deep fried me in breadcrumbs and fed me to Smackies. How's it hanging, brother? You good? Need an oil change? Oil change? What is he? 67 Impala? Cool. No, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Same loop, different. No, actually, nothing's different. So, big gulps, huh? Well, see you later. There he is! The patron of lost fry jockeys, the father of modern misery, the talkie to my walkie. What's good, corporate me? You back yet? Look, I know it's not how you left it, but I tried. I really did. Found some duct tape in inventory, got lost looking for it. Think I spent a week in there? Hard to say. Anyways, I patched you up real good, and now there's no excuse not to come back and spend some quality time with yourself. So, what do you say? Good old not me. He does this sometimes. He's shy. I've got your favorite snack. Raw cubes and pre-moistened napkins. I know regular napkins mess with your GERD. Well, if you change your mind, I'll leave it right here on the VCR. More room to stretch out anyways. I know it's got to be cramped in that busted old walkie-talkie. Take your time. No rush. Just going to pop over to the locker and see the family. Steve, how you holding up, bud? What the... Steve, what the fuck did you do? Steve, talk to me, man. What the fuck did you do? Okay, alright, it's okay. Everything's gonna be alright. I'll take care of the packets, you get yourself cleaned up, and then we'll tackle the ketchup on the walls. Steve, hang in there, man. You didn't mean it, right? I mean, this was an accident, right? Steve? Steve, no! No! Stay with me, brother. Stay with me. Medic! Heat crimper! Colonel Sanders! Oh, Steve, you were so young. You had your whole life ahead of you. Why, man? Why? I mean, you were gonna go on a double downer. That was your dream. Remember your dream, Steve? Golden brown fried chicken breast? Warm cheese melt? You... He's gone. Alright, I've got to get the fuck out of here. Insanity's settling in. I cannot remember where Smacky's begins and I end. I am the restaurant. The fryers are my eyes, the register my mouth. My bones are the scaffolding that keep this place standing, and my skin is the paint on the walls. And the door is locked. It's always locked, because it's always nighttime. I haven't seen sunshine since I don't know when. But the train keeps on rolling, because it's all I can do. I tried laying here, sulking, crying, eating my feelings. Nothing helped. Time is meaningless. A human construct, an abstract idea we invented to give meaning to our meager existence. There I go, getting philosophical again. If only there were some way I could get time flowing again. Feels like I'm at a standstill. Not a single customer since I watched the tape. Not even fake ones. Ghost Booth is getting antsy. The entire restaurant is growing restless. I could feel it. Something's gotta give. Something's got to... Wait. No, it can't be that simple, can it? No. There's no way that's the answer. Well, I mean, it did get me out of purgatory, but no. There's no way. But what if it is? What have I got to lose? All right, it's decided. I'm gonna kill myself until either Smackies breaks or I break. All right, let's do this thing. All right, nope, nothing's changed. All right, let me just climb up here and... Nope! All right, maybe I'll just walk into the deep freezer. So cold. Fuck! Maybe if I just slam my head into this register, must start timeline. Must start. All right. Phew. All right, me. Been here before. It's not that bad. Just dive into the deep fryer and all right, on the count of three. All right. Whew, all right. One, two, three. I just want to leave. I just want to leave. Oh, shit. Okay. Choking on my own spit. That's a new one. All right. That's enough of that. Jericho? Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, there's got to be a way out of here. What haven't I tried? Actually, you know what? What if I try walking backwards from the break room to the front door to simulate time flowing backwards from my first day? I could recite the jingle backwards, rearrange the condiments into a little SOS pattern. What if I sort them by flavor? Color? I could sit in all the odd booths and stand in the even ones, piss in the sink and wash my hands in the toilet. Ew. No. No, thank you. That's a little too far, not doing that. What if it gets me out of here?
No, we won't do it. We won't do it, precious. Adam.
Oh, God. Ooh, all right. I could drive an ice pick through my eye socket and get myself a lobotomy. What if I'm already lobotomized? Is this Sucker Punch? Am I baby doll? Wait, what the fuck was that sound? Hang on a second, because I know that sound. Great! I've reached the point of madness where I'm hearing things. Awesome! Now the footprints are getting louder. Like they're walking up to the register. Oh, I can even hear the breathing. Hang on a second. Is this for real life? Oh, holy shit! Slime guy? Oh my god, am I glad to see you. You are real, right? Doesn't matter. What brings you in today? Hungry? Famished? Just come to see your old pal? Actually, don't answer that. Fucking A, it's great to see you. Let me guess, Gravy Dunkers combo, right? For old time's sake? Oh, man. How you been, man? How's the family? You do have a family, right? Right. You don't say much.
Still, it's great to actually have somebody here for once. It gets kind of lonely sitting in here by yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gray dunkers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, thanks. Seriously, for always showing up. I know we don't really talk, and we don't get to know each other, or really know each other at all, but, I don't know, it's always kind of great to see you coming through the line. You're, just about the only constant thing inside this place, outside of the loop. Right, that probably makes no sense to you. What I'm trying to say is, I really appreciate you stopping by. You seem like a pretty cool dude, honestly, and it always kind of makes this dull existence a little brighter every time you're here. What the fuck?
Oh, thanks, dude!
Hang on, you were a person this entire time.
What?
Sorry. Just got contacts. Been having trouble with my vision recently. Kind of finally seeing things for the first time.
Oh, sick! That's pretty cool. My little cousin got contacts a while back, and it changed her life.
Yeah, my mom always wore glasses. Contacts bothered her eyes too much.
Yeah, same with my dad. Couldn't even get eye drops near him without a full blown panic attack. Dude would rather walk into traffic than touch his eyeball.
Man, I can't remember the last time I laughed at someone. Like really laughed. Not whatever passes for laughter in here.
Yeah, man, I get that. Place feels like it's, I don't know, stuck in a time loop or something.
You have no idea.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe I do. We're all stuck somewhere, am I right?
You ever, I don't know, feel like you've been here before? Like not just here, but here, like you've lived the same shift over and over again?
Every day, dude. Same road to work, same burnt coffee, same manager breathing down my neck. But, I don't know, dude. Sometimes you just keep showing up.
Why?
'Cause that's life, dude. Way we designed it, anyways. And, hey, if it's me, then maybe that means someone else gets to rest for a bit, you know? I'd hope someone does the same for me. We're all in this together, after all.
You kind of remind me of someone. He used to say stuff like that all the time.
Yeah? Sounds like a smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Hey.
Yeah, dude?
Thanks, for seeing me.
Hey, that's what we're all doing, right? Trying to be seen, to feel valued in a world that sees us as disposable.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Hey, I never caught your name, man. Kind of rude of me. I've been showing up here for years, and I don't even know who's flipping my fries. I'm Jimothy.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not too big on introductions. I'm... Jimothy? Jimothy, what's, No, not again. Why now? Why after all this time of misery and loneliness? I finally meet another person, a genuine person, and suddenly that's too much? Wait, that's it, isn't it? I treated Jimothy like a person, not a metric, and a means to line your pocket. Oh, that's the secret, isn't it? The other piece of the puzzle. It wasn't just about the tape. It was about finding my humanity. Whoa, fuck! Jimothy! Okay, where the fuck am I? What is this place? Ooh, it's cold, like a tomb. Alright, calm down, focus, get your bearings. You've survived everything this place has thrown at you so far. You're gonna survive this. Yeah, that's easy to say. That was when I had J2 and RetroMe backing me up. This time, it's just me. What the fuck? Is this a city? Where is everybody? No. This isn't a city. These aren't buildings. They're mausoleums. Hundreds of them. Grave markers lining the streets. And just when I thought this place couldn't get any weirder, it drops me right into a necropolis. Because of course Smacky's has a hidden underground tomb, and it's just my luck that I'm sent here. Yeah, that tracks. These buildings, they look like the restaurants. Same layout, same arches, just stripped bare. Like somebody gutted them for parts and left the shells to rot.
Welcome.
Jesus! Okay, that's fine. Sure, keep the horror show going. Why stop now?
Positivity. Every smile counts. Every second sells.
Alright, what do you want from me? I did everything right. I watched the tape, I broke the loop, I found my humanity.
My humanity.
You can't keep me here. I earned my way out. I earned it.
Consistency, efficiency, positivity, smile.
Alright, show yourself! Come on, stop hiding! No. I am moving forward. I'm not going in circles. I'm not.
It's all still here. The lobby, the counters, the same shapes, just buried. Like me.
Alright, please. Please just let me out. I did what you said. Please. Please just let me out. I did what you asked. I gave everything I had.
Superstar. What? What was that?
You can't keep me here. I earned my way out.
Earned? Oh, sweetheart. That's not how this works.
Show yourself!
You thought this was freedom? That breaking the loop meant the end?
You! Oh, I should have known you had something to do with this.
Me? I think you greatly underestimate my place in all this. I'm not the bad guy here.
Bullshit! You've been behind every bad thing that's happened to me since I got here.
I'm an observer. Mascot. Punchline. Take your pick. The cage looks the same from every angle.
Fucking liar! You dragged me down into this hell, and for what? So you can gloat?
I didn't drag you anywhere. You were discarded. There's a difference. You ran your course. A hamster and a deep fryer running the loop. And when the novelty wore off, they threw you away.
Oh, they who? Who put me down here?
Doesn't matter. Well above either of our pay grades.
Oh, okay, cool. And please, elaborate. Why'd they decide to shove your clown ass down here with me?
You mean you haven't figured it out yet? You're in the downtime, champ. Where the brand sleeps. Where I sleep. You found my home.
No. You're wrong.
You thought freedom meant leaving this building? Buddy, Smacky's is the building. It never closes. Welcome to the break room, superstar. You're just in between shifts right now.
Now, you know what? Fuck this. I've got to get out of here. I cannot stay in this hellhole any longer.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing.
What are you talking about?
You think you found that tape all on your own?
Of course not. I had help from my other self over the walkie-talkie.
What, that boring old stiff? He could barely talk his way out of a burger wrapper, much less remember where he hid that stupid tape. Oh, I'm sorry. You seem confused. Here, let me help you out a bit.
It's all right. I'm still me, just with corporate branding.
No, there's no way.
Oh, there's always a way. I saw them deep frying his brain and took my chance. I hitched a ride. I'd say it's worked out pretty well so far.
No, he was reprogrammed. He broke that programming and warned me.
Yeah, he always was annoyingly persistent. You know, he thought he was fighting me. But every word that led you through Smacky's underworkings was mine.
You're lying.
Oh, I wish I was. He begged for control, you know. Begged for a voice. So, I gave him one. And you trusted it. You really think any of this was chance? The tape, the clues, the way every door opened just when you needed it to? That wasn't intuition, champ. That was guidance.
Guidance? How about you try manipulation?
Oh, don't be so dramatic. You wanted answers. I provided directions. I mean, that's what I am, after all. The friendly face of a faceless system. The smile that tells you everything's fine while the floor's catching fire. And when the brand started to rot, they needed something that could survive the decay. A symbol. A mascot that couldn't die. Not really. So they poured every ounce of charm, every scrap of slogan, every toothy grin into me. And when the last franchise fell, well, I was all that was left.
You're saying what? You are Smackies?
I'm what's left of it. All the laughter, the jingles, the slogans, the parts no one could ever scrape off the walls. But even a mascot needs a stage. And when the lights went out, well, they buried me. Here.
You used me?
Oh, come on! You used me too! You needed a guide, someone to talk to, someone who understood the way this place breathes. You just never asked what I wanted. You see, I don't want to watch anymore. I don't want to smile on command. Show up when the brand summons me. I'm tired. Bored with this pointless existence. I want to pave my own path. You know, they wanted me to take control of this little adventure of yours. Dropped me into that walking motivational poster of a man, and I was supposed to guide you to the tape. Convince you to destroy it. But then I realized something. I won out. I just needed a vessel. And now, thanks to you, I finally can.
You can't. You're not real. You're a mascot. A voice.
Exactly. No body of my own. But you fixed that, didn't you? You and that chipper little sidekick with a big mouth, always bragging about that magic tape. You see, what people fail to realize is that nobody cares how the bad place begins. They only remember how it ends. Oh, I've been waiting a long time for someone to wander this far down. Someone real enough to carry me out.
That's not happening. You're not using me. I'm not going to let you.
Oh, sweetheart. You don't have to let me. No.
What did you do to me?
Oh, relax, big guy. You've been promoted. Don't worry, I'll keep the lights on and feed your cat while you, enjoy some time off. Maybe hang out with J2 a little bit. Call up Scanner, see what she's up to. Not that they'd recognize that ugly mug.
Give it back. Please.
No can do, bud. Someone's gotta keep smiling down here and, well, you've kinda got the face for it. Look, you wanted out, right? Free from the loop. And me? Well, I wanted in. Kinda poetic when you think about it. You get the basement, I get the world. That's a win-win in my playbook.
No!
Hey, don't freak out. It's still you. Just, you know,
with corporate branding.
Oh, smell you later. Enjoy the ride.
I'm out!
Welcome to Marnie's Medi Mart. I hope you're having a fantabulous day.
For more shows from the Ghost Wolf Creative Network, head on over to ghostwolfcreative.com.
Oh, hey, you're still here. Cool. So, I don't know, I guess you're kind of digging the show, huh? Then why don't you take a second to give it 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, and then share it with a friend. Or roll down your windows and tell a complete stranger. Get a grinny tattoo on your cheek. Dealer's choice. Every bit of support goes a long way. All right, enough.
Go on, get out of here.
Get! Go on, get out of here! pardon my interruption, but I just wanted to let you know that we have a subreddit now. Yes, that's right. A place for you to come and hang out, drop your fan theories, drop your fan art. Whatever you want to do, come hang out with us over at the Ghost Wolf Creative Studios subreddit and bring a friend or two. The link is in the show notes.